Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Can we get some balls around here?
All right, Balls of Steel nominations this hour, and anything else you want to get into. Got a couple here. Steven, and he is down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Steven's been checking in with the show for a while now, at least since Blake's been with us. Yeah, always good to hear from him. Balls of Steel, Bill, to the two Mississippi State pitchers, Bednar and Sims, striking out 21 Longhorn batters with a 2-1 win. Hashtag horns down. Adam, that would be a Balls of Steel.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
That one doesn't get out a lot. That one right there. Yeah, Adam, last time Adam was on, that one got out a couple times here on the show. We also have a no Balls of Steel. This is Coach Marshall. Says no balls to Tennessee baseball hitting no home runs after actually playing in a real baseball stadium. So, Adam, no Balls of Steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Get your nominations in there. And if you want to use the hashtag, hashtag Balls of Steel. Or hashtag BOS. That'd be easier. Yeah, easier to get that typed out. Hashtag BOS. Adam says, take this call. R.D., welcome in, sir. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Mr. King. How are you, sir?
We are well. Appreciate it.
Concerning the Vandy Whistler, Preacher Franklin, I grew up with Preacher in Nashville. And I think he's like 3 years older than me. I put him right at 74. The guy looks like he's 54. But I'm going to tell you, growing up, he's the next neighborhood over, and I could be in my neighborhood and hear him in his neighborhood whistling. Always had the most profound, loudest whistle I ever heard. But you're saying
this guy has been doing this, working on that skill, but doing this for dating back probably 60 years?
At least.
Wow. So, R.D., just the irony of this. The people who are, and it's all the other fan bases, complaining about the Whistler, you had to listen to this in the 1950s, basically, is what you're telling us.
Grew up to it. Never heard a whistle such as Preacher Franklin's. And as far as I know, I don't know if Preacher is, I've known him all these years, and I still do not know if Preacher is his name or nickname. All we ever knew was Preacher. He was a pretty good athlete in high school. When he get write-ups in the paper, he was always Preacher Franklin. And I'll tell you this also about Preacher. We, our high school association, we gather annually. We give out scholarships, our descendants. But anyway, you could not meet a more nicer, humble gentleman of a guy as a Preacher Franklin. So all those haters out there, you need to know a little bit about his character. He's one fine human being. I understand he annoys people, but I've heard people call in, and it's usually about 50-50 if they love him or hate him. But yes, sir, Preacher's been whistling like that since the 50s, and he hadn't lost a beat with it, my friend.
So when you think of Preacher, we think of an older guy, not old, but an older guy who actually is a preacher, and maybe he gets the name because he's the preacher in the town. This kid was, at least as far as anybody knew, as a child, was Preacher. His name was Preacher.
When we were in elementary school, it was Preacher Franklin. That's
wow.
All we ever knew. Yes, sir.
Wow. Oh, man. Some history lessons there, R.D. Appreciate
the
update.
One other thing about Preacher, like I say, we gather annually in the High School Association, and Preacher should be, but he's about 3 years older than me, which put him about 74. And the guy looks like he's 54. I mean, he's just a super nice guy, and could very well have one of the loudest whistles I've ever heard.
Tell you what, this guy's famous. Every fan base that goes to a baseball game knows who this guy is.
Oh, we that grew up with him in Nashville, we enjoy it. ESPN, no matter what the venue, they bring up Preacher Franklin, bring up the Bandy Whistler. So he's made a little name for himself with that godly loud whistle.
Wow. All right, RD, be good, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got some more nominations, Adam. West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. No bowls to Arch Manning for not already committing to Ole Miss and the Lane train. So, no balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
Those are some good ones. If you don't know the story, Crazy Charlie, years ago when we started this on Monday's Hour 3, we had guys that would be listening to the show, and we said, we want you to either put your wife or, if you're not married, your girlfriend on. And we want her to voice balls of steel and no balls of steel. So we got various folks to do that. And we'd had the better half, the female, would jump on the phone and just say either no balls or balls of steel. And that's where you get those voices. Karen's one of the main ones in there when she called in. She was mad at Jimbo about it was a bad game or something. I remember that. One more, and then we'll take a call, Adam. Josh up in London says, balls of steel to every man and woman in uniform. Their daily sacrifices ensure that all of us can listen to this show right now. You are so right. So, Adam, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
And did you say Aliquippa Bob? I believe you did. Welcome in. Hey, Bob, what's up, sir?
I got a balls of steel for you. How about Layman? You know, I called him recently because I had a friend who was needed some help. And Layman couldn't have been more helpful, giving me different ideas and websites, instruments that he uses and that are helpful to him with his situation. And, I didn't realize how tough situation he has and how completely engulfing it is until I had this conversation with him. So, Wayman, balls of steel to you.
And Bill's balls of steel.
And Bill, you know, you're talking about Franklin. You know, I don't know whether I want to completely love Franklin or if I want to dislike him in certain areas.
Hey, Bob, wait a minute. We've got two Franklins. We've got Preacher Franklin. But you're not talking about Preacher Franklin.
Hey, Bill, maybe we should do a balls of steel for Preacher Franklin, right? Did you do one for him?
Not you. We'll get it. But, no, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. But, Jay Franklin's kind of an enigma to me because every year I get this hope that he's going to snap out of his game management situation. But, you know, Bill, he just seems to bounce back somehow. So I'm hoping this year that he can bounce back. But, you know, when you look at him recently, Bill, and Kevin Hagan pointed this out to me. He said, you know, if Penn State was right, you know, we recently lost a kid that was leaning toward Penn State, turns around, selected USC. And Penn State used to own New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland. They did a lot of damage in that Delmarva area, New York. We don't own that area anymore, Bill. And over the last couple of years, the recruiting's been slipping. You know, we lost Fleming to Ohio State. We lost McCord to Ohio State. Harrison, I think he went to Ohio State. This Jaden Gould, you know, goes to USC. We've lost a number of top quality 4-star, 5-star kids from Philadelphia area to Southern schools. So you have to wonder, you know, is James at a crossroads here at Penn State? And when I look at this, I see Clay Helton out there at USC, and I'm just thinking, man, if he stumble bumbles along through another year out there with Keaton Slovis at quarterback, you know, and if James goes 9-3, 8-4, which he does have a really tough schedule this year, but if he ends up going 9-3, 8-4, is this the start of the makings of him thinking maybe it's time to bolt? And that's why I brought up the SC thing. And I don't know what you think about all that, but that's kind of where I'm headed with James Franklin.
I think it's a very realistic scenario. And then, I mean, give him a fresh start on an otherwise wide-open West Coast and a fresh five-year deal making $5 million a year, that'd be tempting.
And you know what, Bill? Penn State supports, I think, 30 other sports with their academic income. They get no help from the university or the state. So the academic department funds everything. Franklin goes to SC, Bill. He's going to have the budget, I would suspect, to go out and build a staff like Dabo Swinney has. And I think for James to reach the elite level, I mean, I've got him in there as a B-plus coach, a B to a B-plus coach. But I think he improves across the board if he's able to hire an elite staff. And SC, he's probably going to have the money to go out and do that. So, which I don't know that he's going to have that at Penn State. So, I just some comments about him in that area. But, and I was also listening to you talk earlier, and you said something that we've been glossing over about NIL. You said there could be a conflict between the school sponsors and the player sponsors. Bill, you know, my mind started to wander, and I started to think, are we headed toward a situation where you're going to have the Nike Nittany Lions against the Amazon Crimson Tide, you know, where these big corporate sponsors just start to buy up control of schools for their products? I mean, that's an extreme thought, but I can see it happening down the line because Nike sponsors a lot of schools. So, you know, are they going to give Ohio State, Penn State, and Alabama an equal amount of money? Are they going to give them the same as they give a Missouri or a Kansas or a Syracuse? So, I'm just wondering, are you going to get more corporate involvement in these schools now and to the point where they're going to start to dictate who the coach is, who's on the staff, what the curriculum is at these schools? Just food for thought, Bill. Just throwing it out.
Bob, appreciate it, bud.
Talk to you.
The only thing I know about name, image, likeness, other than what we've all read, okay, is we are Christopher Columbus here. We're discovering a new territory, and we don't really know what that's going to look like. We know the general parameters, but we don't know all the different facets, the unintended consequences. Could there be a situation where you have a conflict over a sponsor and a player sues the school? Why not? There's so many different angles to this. All right, get the break. More nominations coming up. Hour number 3, Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic out here in the normal spots down 65 here at Trinity Lane. Down Ellington Park, we've watched that traffic pick up in the last few minutes. Working a wreck over in Forest Hills. It's tying up the 5800 block of Hillsboro Pike. And also a wreck being dispatched now on 40 westbound between Donaldson Pike and Briley Parkway. It's already busy enough over there around the airport. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call right now, 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
NBA playoffs are here, and you're going to be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. So many exciting matchups, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. That means you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win. Now, here's some examples. The money line, first basket score, blocks, all of that. And if you don't win, you get up to $10 back. Now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up. BKING as the promo code on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the new Callaway Epic Woods and Apex Irons with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at Worldwide Golf Shops.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 90 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. Could see some heavy rains too. Lows near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Music City Todd approved. The Bill King Show.
If you have any Balls of Steel nominations, that would be this hour. Monday, hour number 3. Jeff 2 has one. We got a few here stacked up. Spanish-sized balls of steel to John Rahm winning the U.S. Open a few weeks after being removed from a tournament after testing positive for COVID. So Adam's a golfer. He can relate here. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
We've got several like that that mention the same. Cynthia down on the Emerald Coast. Balls of steel to John Rahm. What a performance. When the big guns slipped back, he kept going after his play at Muirfield, the Corona Bros, and what all happened there. He absolutely deserves this. So, Adam, another one for John Rahm. Balls of steel from Cynthia.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Pac-12 Dave on the Emerald Coast. Balls of steel to Tropical Storm Claudette. For making windfall, causing horrible damage, dissipating, and then having the balls to form up again in the Atlantic. So I don't know if we get too many hurricane balls of steel nominations, Adam, but there's one right there. Balls of steel.
Balls of steel.
Now that might be the first hurricane balls of steel we've had on the show. Karen. Now in Nebraska. I don't know, Adam, if you knew that. Karen is in Nebraska. Back. She used to live there years ago. She's back there at the homestead where she settled in. Her and Norman, her dog. Says, balls of steel to Jimbo. Going to the SEC West, hunkering down recruiting, hiring the right staff to develop and recruit, and building a gutsy, focused, committed program from top to bottom to go after Alabama. Balls of steel.
Beatles, Bulls of Steel.
That's another one. That's the Slava one right there.
Bulls of Steel.
Buckeye Brenda up in Ohio. Bowls of steel to all these supportive dads out there, men who step up every day doing right by their families. Also to all the father figures out there. Buckeye Brenda says bowls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Good one there, Brenda. Yeah, if you missed it, I got to, and last week, about midweek, I didn't know what we were going to do for Father's Day, what we would cook. And I got a text from my oldest son, said, Dad, I'm going to be on the lake. I'm not going to be able to be there. Actually, he did. He did come later on Sunday. But he said, at the time, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Going to be at the lake, so I bought you a brisket. And all you need to do is go to Kroger and pick it up. Well, and that was a very nice gesture by him. That was about a 12-pounder, 11-12-pounder. And then I was talking to Michelle, and I said, well, we're going to need more because we're going to have them, and then we're probably going to have friends and all that that all stop in. So I ended up getting 27 pounds worth. I went and bought some more. And we put that on the Rectech yesterday morning. Now, again, I had these in smaller slices, like eight. One was an 11-pounder, but 8-pounders, a couple of them an 11-pounder. It averaged about 27 pounds, whatever. But since they were individually smaller cuts, I only needed about 10 hours, 10, 11 hours to cook them. And the 8-pound ones came off first, obviously. Anyways, about 5:30 on Sunday, they were all done. And we had that and some other things. I went, and I was too lazy to make potato salad. I actually went to Kroger, bought potato salad, then didn't even eat it. Still in the fridge. I will eat some of that today because there's plenty of brisket left over. Well, it'll go faster than you think because of the kids. They'll need it for workouts and everything, but it was good. And I saw Alan from Tampa had his, I think, Alan, did you go with ribs? I don't think you went with brisket this time, but I saw some of you going with your various meats, your favorite meats and all that. It's just a fun time, man. Yeah, it's just a good time. Yeah, the Rectech is such a, I'm telling you, there's no art form from me at all here. It's not. I'll post those pictures. All you do is season the meat the way you want it seasoned, put it in there. We go fat side up. If you're fat side down person, that's fine. We go fat side up, and you just walk away until it's ready. You have your little temperature gauges, and that'll keep you, because you want the internal to get up between 195 and 201-ish, somewhere in there. I like it on the lower side of 195, meaning, you know, around 195, but it's whatever you think. Shannon in South Bend, Indiana. He's got a nomination here. Adam says, Bill, hitting home runs in baseball or softball is hard to do. Bowls of steel to both my girls, Faith and Haley, for hitting homers in the same game versus a tough team from Kentucky on Friday. One hit a solo shot, and the other hit a two-run dinger. It was the best Father's Day gift. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'm telling you, and again, I'm trying to word this correctly. I've mentioned this before. When you grow up playing sports, you're a guy, okay? Now, again, this may sound a little not PC. I don't mean it to be, okay? I'm just telling you, this is the way we're programmed. As a guy growing up, you think guy sports is everything. Girl sports isn't so good, okay? That's just a stereotype. But if you have daughters like Shannon, I've got daughters, and when you are at their sporting events, I'm telling you, you don't know, you don't think this isn't guys out here. You don't look at it like that at all. You look at it exactly the same way you would your son if he's on some playing surface, playing a sport, whatever sport it might be. As a guy, and again, I didn't have any sisters growing up. So all I know is the boys' angle on all this stuff, right? Growing up, that's all I knew. I also spent 6 years in an all-boys school, private school, from 7th grade to 12th grade. So obviously I'm programmed from the guy's angle, okay? That's all I know. Now, at my school, our cheerleaders came from the private girls' school, St. Cecilia and Harpeth Hall, very exclusive Nashville schools. But that's the only time. I mean, there were no girls in the school. Now, we had some female teachers, but just saying, it was I didn't know any different, okay? To me, that was just, I loved the environment, man. We had a blast. I loved high school. My point is, grow up, get married, have kids. I've got 7. 2 of them are girls. 5 boys, 2 girls. Twin girls. At their sporting events, I loved it every bit as much as any of my guys' sporting events. See, growing up, I didn't think that way. Okay? I'm sorry. I didn't. I didn't think that way. You have your own daughter. Shannon can tell you this. Anybody in this audience can tell you this. If you have daughters and they're active in sports, and tons of them are, right? Volleyball, softball, soccer, basketball, tennis, golf, any number of sports, right? Incredible. Incredible. When you go to those events and that's your daughter there, you love it as much. I'll say in some cases even more so than when you went to your boys' events. I'm just telling you, Shannon can tell you, it is a wonderful thing. It is a beautiful thing. See, growing up, basketball, I don't know how many of you people can say the same thing. Basketball growing up for the girls, because Harpeth Hall would play their girls' games before our boys' basketball games. And it was 3-on-3 offense, 3-on-3 defense. Do you remember that? A lot of you won't even remember that style of play. That is what girls basketball was in the high schools until you got into the 80s. Because there was an offensive side and there was a defensive side, right? Offense, defense, defense, offense. And each only played half court. And then they'd have to get the ball to the other side. It was just weird, okay? At the time, I didn't know any better. But just, Shannon can tell you, and so can any number of you folks, going to those events is so wonderful. I'll tell you this, too. Girls are easier to coach than guys. Particularly the basketball coaches, because the main sport that my one daughter opted out and didn't want to play anymore when she was about 8, which is fine. Her choice. And she doesn't regret it at all. It just wasn't her thing. The other one has played all the way up. And talking to coaches, most of them male, coaching the girls' teams. And they coach boys and girls for many years. They said, we prefer the girls. They're much easier to coach. They're much more willing to listen to you. And it doesn't mean that all guys won't listen. But you have less headaches when correct. Just saying.
Hey, Bill, are you more sensitive to the coaching your females? Like, you're more in tune with what the coaches are saying to your daughters than maybe the boys and how they treat them?
No, because my daughter got screamed at the basketball like I've never heard a guy screamed at anywhere in any game.
Wow.
And there are times when you're wondering, now, wait a minute, but I've never heard anybody get screamed at like my daughter, who's a point guard, by any coach in any team. And I think some of it actually affected her negatively. But I never, never got involved. You folks have no idea what I've seen when it comes to coaching. No, I mean, I can promise you. And, maybe I should have said something, but I didn't. I just figured, dad getting a little huffy and involved in it, even if it's a little overboard, probably just don't. Just don't. Okay. Couple more here, Adam. They're flowing in, man. Fully vaccinated. Now, that's not fully. That's fully. Fooly. Vaccinated. Says, Bill, balls of steel to my little leaguer. Got a trophy and an MVP ring on Father's Day, and it's a picture right there. So why don't we do it here? Adam, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Bunch of them out there. Shannon up in South Bend. No balls of steel to the thunderstorms that washed us out in Bloomington on Saturday. This is the same field my daughter's homered on, not even a day earlier. You couldn't even walk into the park. It was only accessible via a canoe or a boat. So crazy. So to the weather up in Bloomington knocking them out a day when the daughters were hitting dingers, Mother Nature, bad, bad, bad. No balls of steel.
Ball. No balls at all.
No balls of steel.
Just saying. Bad, bad Mother Nature. Don't do that. We're supposed to get some rain around here later today. I do know that. Anyways, a lot of good nominations coming up. And a lot of them that have flowed in today from the weekend. And, I was telling Adam, let me share this. I have no idea why this happened. I'm thinking it's about 4 o'clock. I'm not a real good sleeper. I wake up, I'd say, at least 15 times a night. I'm not a deep sleeper. I'm always thinking about the alarm clock. I've never needed the alarm clock for the show. Any of you have known this show, have you ever heard where I accidentally slept in and wasn't here? Ever. Ever e-worthy. Now, see, now that I mention this, it probably happened tomorrow morning, right? But it's never happened. I'm guessing the last time I got up was about 4 a.m. And I know I've got to get up in the next, 45 minutes or so. Lay back down, and I dream. Here's my dream. We're doing today's show. Here's the dream. I'm doing today's show, and I'm having trouble staying awake during the show. I fall asleep. I wake up. Crazy Charlie is still on the board. I know he's left, but he's still somehow working the show in the morning. It's not Adam in this dream. And I put on the headset, having fallen asleep, and it's that CBS show or whatever runs right before us. That's on. And for some reason, I realize Charlie has left the studio and driven back home. I grab my phone to call him to say, turn around and go back. And I can't get the phone to work. That's my dream. And it was real. I'm telling you, that's not one of those dreams you have and you go, this is stupid. This is not real. This was a real, I'm thinking, okay, this audience just heard me fall asleep during the show where I do all the talking, and now it was dead air. Now he just put it on CBS and left the auditorium. That was my dream. And until I woke up, I was living it real. I was like, this is about the dumbest thing I've ever done. It was totally real. Every bit, and I couldn't find his number. I couldn't even find his name on the phone. Then the phone, like, blacked out. It was just awful. It was just awful. Anyways, so now I get to tell you what I dreamt about. That's what it was right there. We'll take the break here. Oh, tomorrow there will be guesting. But remind me when we come back. There will be one Tuesday guest who will not be a Tuesday guest. Does that make sense? I'll explain it to you when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at this crash out here. It's on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. They've got the right lane blocked here as you come past the airport on 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. As we check it out live, it's got traffic really slow in this part of Donaldson. A wreck now blocking traffic at Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard at Hyman Street. Avoid that intersection. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks is coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King,
615-844-5600. Loaded the FanDuel app. Yeah. Do it. You will not regret it. Get that app on your phone, and you're going to love all that they provide. Now, again, this is state to state. We're talking about, in this case, state of Tennessee. You've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines. Well, now is the perfect time to get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win the next game. That means you can bet $150 on a $5 bet. That's pretty good. Winning $150 on $5. There are even more ways to win on FanDuel throughout the playoffs. And when you do win, you get your money quickly. It's as easy as a layup. Get paid in as little as 24 hours. Plus, the app is so easy to use. Here's what you do. Just sign up. Use the promo code BKING to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, that's the promo code BKING to unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over. Present in the state of Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 is the max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. FanDuel have been a good relationship here with us, here on the mothership on WNSR. Twitter at Bill is King this morning. Noel Kemp, who has been in Omaha, he's got a nomination, Adam. He's been there. He drove from Chicago to Omaha. It's due west. We were looking at it earlier. Says, Balls of Steel to the college baseball fans in Omaha. Over 92,000 fans for the four games played this past weekend. Wow. It does look awesome.
Balls of Steel.
No, it looks very, very good out there. Yeah, I've had it on, and just the energy in the crowd, and it's, I'm not even thinking anything, but it just feels right. Place is packed. People are getting their refreshments. When we went out there, it was just a couple of miles outside of that TD Ameritrade area, which is downtown Omaha. Omaha's a really easy city to negotiate. It's a really, to me, a well-run city. And just outside of the city in the suburbs, and I forget which direction. Well, it's the direction towards Iowa, okay, because you're right close to the Iowa border. Matter of fact, Johnny Rosenblatt is almost on the border. It's close. And there's a casino there. There's a zoo there. I always ask this every year. I think Rosenblatt now is just a big parking lot. Somebody correct me on that one. I think that's right. Every year I think I ask that same, since they tore it down a few years ago and everything moved to TD Ameritrade. I do know, you know what? Now that I think about it, are they playing minor league games in there, or is that still used as some sort of ballpark? Yeah, I somebody refresh me. I forget every year about that. But that's where we did it. We did it from the old Rosenblatt Stadium. And absolutely loved it. Had a blast out there. Had an absolute blast out there hanging out. And I don't remember all the teams involved, the SEC. I think LSU might have been out there. I know Oregon State was the bomb back then. Yeah, Oregon State was the program of note back then. Winning back-to-back natties. Stat that I brought up, Jeff, this is a stat Jeff, too, would come up with. I just saw it over the weekend and clipped it. But the question, and actually my son, one of my sons asked me, has a team in the College World Series lost their first game, like four teams did this weekend, right, and ended up winning it all? The last team to do it was Oregon State, in 06, the year before we went to Omaha. They lost their first game 11-1 and won the whole thing. Got to remember, NC State. Now, what if NC State won it all? Here'd be a stat. NC State in their super regional against Arkansas lost the first game. What was the score? 21-1? That'd be another stat. Now, this is the Super Regional. We're not even talking about Omaha yet. And they won their first game in Omaha. But in the Super Regional against what most thought, including me, the best team in America, Arkansas, 21-1, won the next two games, advanced to Omaha, eliminated Arkansas, who won by like 20 runs in their first game. That would be the football equivalent of beating somebody like 60-3. Now, football's not like that. You're not going to beat a team 60-3 and then them beat you the next two times. Plus, you probably wouldn't even play them the same year. Let's say that happened, but then you played them in your league championship game and they beat you. That's very unlikely. Baseball's a whole different animal, for sure. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, Omaha is a great city. Old market area. Bryce Restaurants and are close to the ballpark. Jocelyn Art Museum, great parks and zoo, very easy to get around. Also, just over the border, you've got that casino, Council Bluffs. Got to remember what's right. The ultimate neutral field. How many games have we played in our mind on that field in Council Bluffs? I don't even know what field it is, just a field in Council Bluffs, like a million games. That's a very cool area, you're right. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Oh, and there will be a guest who is not with us tomorrow. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at this crash out here. It's on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. They've got the right lane blocked here as you come past the airport on 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. As we check it out live, it's got traffic really slow in this part of Donaldson. A wreck now blocking traffic at Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard and Hyman Street. Avoid that intersection. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks is coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man. Up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 90 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. Could see some heavy rains too. Lows near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Tomorrow, Buck will be with us. Griff will be with us. Gator Dave will not. Gator Dave, now listen to this, people. I just want you to hear me out. Gator Dave had the audacity, and I'm really mad about it, to schedule a trip to Jamaica with his family. So he can't be on the show tomorrow. Can you imagine doing that? Taking your family on a vacation when you should be right here doing the show. I just can't. I can't fathom. Can't fathom somebody doing that. But he will not be with us tomorrow. Gator Dave from Jacksonville to Jamaica. Scheduling vacations. You don't do that around the show. That's everybody knows that rule. Come on now. No Kev says, Bill, Rosenblatt is a parking lot now. And TD Ameritrade is the one used for the minor league team in Creighton. Yeah, and Creighton's right there. The basketball, the Creighton basketball arena is right there, too. I couldn't remember if I was tricking myself. I thought it was probably a parking lot, but then for some reason I thought I heard somebody say they were still using it some in some other capacity, but not the case. Not the case. Drive by the old Rosenblatt. I did that baby once. We were there several days. I'll never forget that trip because during that trip, and we were affiliated with Rivals then. And remember, in the early days, we called it Rivals Radio on Sirius. And this is before the XM merger. And on that trip, I knew this was coming, but we didn't know when. On that trip, the final ink had dried where Rivals sold to Yahoo for $99 million. Yeah, that was the number, 99. And that's when my relationship, that turned out to be pretty sour in the end, started with Yahoo. But I remember getting memos, emails and stuff while we were there about it. And again, it was expected. And the worry was, you know, Kendall Rogers, who does, is it Baseball America or D1 Baseball or whatever it is? Kendall's really, really good. He's one of the best baseball guys out there covering college ball. He was at Rivals. And he was there with us, actually, on that trip. And one of the worries from everybody was, I wonder how many people lose their job. Because when corporate America buys something, they immediately screw it up, right? And they immediately start laying people off. Even though the company was very liquid at the time, you got to remember, on the horizon was the 08 financial crisis. Hadn't hit yet, but it was looming. And I just remember getting a memo saying, look, a lot of people could lose their job at the radio. Rivals Radio is not in any jeopardy at all, which turned out to be correct. Alan in Tampa, who's a big Florida State fan, says, Bill, no Gator report. I'm totally heartbroken. I don't know. Should I return the text and say, Dave, you know, they've got phones. Phones work in Jamaica. Or would that kind of be inappropriate? Would that be not so polite? Dave, you know, people make phone calls from Jamaica all the time. What are we asking? 8 minutes? I should put out a memo to all our guests. Schedule a vacation at your own peril. Spend time with your family at your own peril. Should I send that one out today? Then tomorrow, every show we do has no guests. That memo would probably get that done, wouldn't it? Yeah, so Buck will be with us. Griff will be with us tomorrow. And business as usual. I just looked up. Now the S&P right now, the Dow, and it's roaring. It is green. I mean, it can't be, well, I guess it could be greener, but it is very, very green. S&P flirting with 30 right now. 5 minutes ago when I was looking, NASDAQ was red. It's now green. Today looks like a greeny green day, unless there's some news. Now, anything is subject to some news that could reverse things. But today, if you're on the green side with your holdings, you're probably happy. You're probably doing. I don't really have anything. I got a text that said that both Whistlers, Preacher Franklin and Jeff Pack, are there in Omaha. So you've got dueling Whistlers, both Vandy guys, in Omaha right now, torturing everybody but the Vandy fans. Perry Mason said, Bill, I can pinch hit, no worries. Perry Mason probably, you know what? I'm not doubting he could. Perry, you need to be out there picking out which oranges you're going to ship me in a crate. Quit worrying about getting on the show. Yeah, you need to be out there picking me the best oranges and shipping some up here to Wilco. That's what I need you doing in the morning. Monitoring the show, but picking out my oranges. Tired of going to Kroger and buying that junk there when I can get it right off the Grove, right off the Perry Mason estate. And then I come home and I always get the one that's got, you know, it's thick. I like the thick orange juice. and then the kids complain. Too bad. This is what I like. Yeah, I gotta have it all. I like it in there thick. Coming off Perry Mason's place. That is going to put a wrap on it on this Monday edition. Hope you had a fantastic Father's Day. If you're like me, you've got some leftover brisket or some kind of meat. You know what Alan in Tampa said is really good? A brisket like grilled cheese sandwich. I've tried it once. It was really good. He was right. It's typical grilled cheese. Except put some brisket little bits in the cheese. Let it melt and form together there, and then take a big bite and tell me what you think. You're going to be happy. At Bill is King on Twitter again, Griff and Buck will be with us on Tuesday. Market's real happy. We'll see. I might get into something. I'm not into anything right now, but I may jump in somewhere. AHT has been kind of playing with us. I'm sticking with it, though. I think that one's going to 10. Buy the common stock, though. The options have been acting up a little bit. Lodge Pop.